mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 20, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this. Have you caught one, a bad cold, nose all stuffed up, feel achy, miserable? Then hear this. More people have taken more bromoquinine for more complete relief than with any other cold tablet ever sold. You could use aspirin, cough syrups, or nose drops all day long and not get bromoquinine's relief. Because bromoquinine does more. Works to relieve stopped up nose, body aches, fever, irregularity, that blue feeling a cold brings, and the headache too. Yes, more relief, even for virus colds. And the reason? Bromoquinine is the only cold tablet sold with wonder-working quinine combined with five other medicines and health-fortified with vitamin C. That's why bromoquinine cold tablets give you more complete relief. Remember,
every second someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Millions more take bromoquinine.
Get the tablets that have relieved more cold discomforts than any other. Get bromoquinine brand cold tablets.
You'll wonder where the yellow went.
Special sale. Save 27 cents on two giant tubes of Pepsodent.
Today, application of the Golden Rule. Paul Barber, returning to his rooms at the top of the house at 8 o'clock on a crisp January evening, finds his niece Penelope sitting at his desk typing a letter.
Oh, hi. I hope you don't mind.
Hi there. Help yourself.
Uncle Paul, may I read you what I've written?
Sure, go ahead. Now, let me change my coat.
How was your trip? You flew to Denver, didn't you?
Now, trying out a new freight plane. Joan went with us. Uneventful. That's the only kind of trip I like.
What's the pilot's name?
never mind. What were you going to read?
Oh, my letter. Have you heard about Louis X. Corum?
Dad gave me sort of a running account.
Uncle Paul, it's fantastic. I've met him three times now. He was a wrestler until he bounced his head on the floor once too often. You see, he was in love with one of my models, or thought he was, Margie, and I tried to help her get rid of him, and now he's following me around. I went out to the airport day before yesterday to see a friend off New York, and there was Lou Corum, just in from Los Angeles. Well, I said I had people to see, but he got right in the car with me.
Dad tells me he dropped in here this morning.
Sure, Uncle Jack finally had to ask him to leave, and even then he thought it was a joke. He never saw such an ego. Well, I've written, look, Corum, if you keep on annoying me...
Hi, I'm there. Can anybody join?
Come on up, Jack.
Uncle Jack, I want you to hear this. I've written him a letter.
Written who? Oh, no. Never put it in writing. In the first place, I doubt if your friend can read.
He's no friend of mine. He can have somebody read it to him. I've made it clear.
I made it clear this morning. That isn't good enough. This is a pretty thick-headed fellow.
Well, here's what I wrote. Look at it in your spare time.
Okay, let's have it.
It's got some good, strong phrases.
Now, what is the matter with Dad?
Oh, you too, huh? I thought he was sore at me.
Oh, it's everybody. I thought maybe he wanted me to move back home.
Here. Sit down, both of you. How'd your speech go, Jack?
No, disastrous.
No.
What was it?
Paid speech to a woman's club. Fell on my face.
Well, I don't believe it.
Ask Betty. She was there.
What happened?
That's the same talk I've given at PTA and banquets. It usually goes over big. But this noon? Wow.
What's the name of it?
The Separate Worlds of Parents and Children. It's supposed to be humorous. You never heard such silence.
That must be awful.
When you're paid for it and they don't laugh, there's no torture like it. I told Bimby not to book me for another one until I'd had time to forget.
Who's Bimby?
My lecture agent. Her name is Bimby Blassingame.
Oh, I've met her. She's darling. So tiny. What does Aunt Betty think of her?
She didn't say. They met this noon for the first time.
That must have been interesting.
Room for one more?
Come on up, Hazel.
Jack, may I interrupt a moment?
All right, come on in.
I thought I ought to tell you. Oh, don't go, Penny.
Oh, not private?
No, it's all right. I'm only staying a minute. Well, Mother and Father, Mother and I have been trying to figure out what's bothering Father. We're not sure, but we think we found it. Just now he asked if we knew the final custody agreement you worked out for Joan's children. And, of course, we do.
Oh.
Apparently, nobody told him a thing about it.
I started to tell him this morning. I was interrupted.
I don't know how he missed out, but this is pretty close to his heart. And it might brighten things up a little if you'd make a point of telling him.
Okay, thanks, Hazel. I'll see him before I go.
Well, better get on with my packing.
Pinky tells me he isn't moving when you do.
No, not till summer.
Mm.
Is that because your furnace doesn't work?
It's going to work, Penny. It's got to. Dan's having it fixed.
I wish you luck. I knew one of the McGregor girls when they lived there. Always seemed to be having a slight chill.
No, no, I'm going to bed, Fanny. No, they're all talking up there. They're all together.
Oh, I better catch Dad right now. I'll see you later.
Oh, read my letter, Uncle Jack. I worked 2 hours on it.
I'll look at it before I go.
Good night, Jack. I may miss you. I'm taking some linen over to the house.
When you really begin to move, let us know. I've got 7 beautiful dames who want to help you.
Thank you very much.
Dan?
Yes?
Can you spare a minute? Are you going to bed?
Yes, presently. Why?
Well, if you're not busy, I wanted to finish telling you about that custody agreement.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Can you spare the time?
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
This is Madeline Carroll. Every woman deserves the luxury of smooth, soft hands. But if you're a woman who just can't keep your hands out of water, what then? Use today's Truché, now with silicone. New Truché beauty treats your hands as it helps nature heal them. Truché protects your hands from water, even while your hands are in water. You'll like today's Truché.
No job is more important to a mother than looking after the well-being of her family. No laxative is more dependable than pleasant-tasting, chocolated X-Lax. X-Lax is the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity gently overnight. X-Lax is so gentle that many doctors recommend it for youngsters as well as grown-ups. You'll like the way X-Lax brings you relief, the gentle way that nature wants, without upset, without embarrassing urgency. You simply take X-Lax tonight. It does not disturb your sleep. And tomorrow, you'll be well on your way to your normal regularity. So make sure right now you have America's preferred laxative on hand, X-Lax. In the master bedroom on the second floor, Father Barber changes to robe and slippers as Jack says...
Oh, here's the situation.
Yes, I'm listening. I wanted to get my robe.
Well, I have to preface it. Judge Hallam said he was looking for a solution in custody cases which might provide a formula not just for Joan and Ross, but other people. The day he interviewed Elizabeth Emmons, she said that youngsters traded back and forth between parents are too often spiritually wounded.
Yeah.
A wonderful phrase, I think. Anyhow, thinking about this, it seemed to me, actually there isn't any solution. A home is broken, the man goes his way, the woman hers, the children are shared, and wind up in between and injured.
Yeah.
Certainly, I agree that the weekend parent doesn't have much chance to be a parent. Yet it certainly isn't just, all things being equal, for one parent to have the children all the time.
Yeah.
A good many authorities feel that it's best for the mother to keep them during the school year and the father during vacations. But that's anything but ideal, too, because one parent is then associated with work, school, and discipline, and the other with holidays. I hope I don't bore you. I had to go over all this with Judge Hallam to make my point.
Go on. I begin to see why you didn't tell me earlier.
Yeah, it's a complex situation. With that, I've only hit the high spot. Well, it dawned on me that the only possible approach to a solution would be for everyone to go on his honor and agree to the sort of generosity implicit in the Golden Rule. So I said, A, since Johnny and Tina were very young, we'd all agree, surely, that they should live with their mother. And B, since no one can find any fault with Ross and Miss Emmons, we certainly couldn't object to the children being with them at reasonable or convenient times. I suggested a period from now until June when Joan would have full custody all the time. Ross would have no regular weekend visiting hours. Nothing.
Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah.
But that we would try to be reasonable, and we were sure he and Miss Emmons would also. And if there were occasions when they wished to take the children and it was convenient, they could do so.
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't expect Ross to agree to it, but he did.
Yes. Yeah.
So Judge Hallam looked at me a long time. He tried to look through me, as a matter of fact.
To see if you meant it?
Yeah. Well, I did. He said in this age of A-bombs and Sputniks, the people he encountered in his courtroom rarely thought of anything so simple and useful as the Golden Rule. He decided to try it.
Yes, brilliant.
No, not brilliant. It's about the oldest formula known to man, but we humans don't use it.
I wonder why not.
Well, because it's rugged, I guess. We're going to find out just how rugged. In fact, I'm going to give everybody a citation if we make it work till spring.
More of the Barbers in just a moment. Seems like the clock ticks off the minutes faster than ever on cold mornings, but there's always time to have a good hot oatmeal breakfast. Quick Quaker Oats or Mother's Oats requires only 1 minute of actual cooking. Use that 1 minute to fortify yourself against the cold. Eat a steaming bowl of good hot oatmeal. Quaker Oats not only gives you a good warm start, it helps keep you well fed all morning long. So every cold morning, enjoy creamy hot Quaker Oats or Mother's Oats, the same delicious oatmeal.
You'll wonder where the yellow went.
Special sale, save 27 cents on two giant tubes of Pepsodent.
Leaving Father Barber's bedroom, Jack glances through the open door to Hazel's apartment. His sister looks up at him through misty eyes.
Anything I can carry for you?
No. You really don't have to go. I guess I was looking for something to do. Oh, Jack, that furnace is a mess. A new one that size cost a fortune.
Well, the place has lots of fireplaces. What about Sky Range logs?
Oh, I know. And the man who chops his own wood warms himself twice. Quote Henry Ford. Oh, well, my house will be big enough this time. Dan's always hated being cramped. And when people say, where do you live? He's had to stay with my father-in-law. So that's solved. Everything will be better if we can keep warm.
Good luck, honey.
Uncle Jack.
Yes, Penny?
I hope you haven't read the letter.
Well, not yet. I haven't had time.
Good. Let me have it back. Grandfather just made a fascinating suggestion. He said he could solve this problem for me with a golden rule. So I'm going to let him try.
Yeah, it's a test, all right. Make notes as you go along. I never know when I'm going to need material for a speech.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. In Chapter 21, Book 129, The Monster Tinted Green. Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry, as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations.